Churchill's provocative comments in an essay written just days after 9/11 argue the attack was justified because American foreign policy has caused the deaths of innocent people around the globe. Those views, published more than 3 years ago, have only just now become the center of a debate over free speech rights. If UW-Whitewater cancels his March 1st talk, it will be the fourth college in the country to do so in the past 10 days. At Hamilton College in New York State, thousands of people threatened to disrupt Churchill's scheduled speech. UW-Whitewater spokesperson Brian Matmiller says the chancellor has gotten dozens of emails and phone calls.
People making statements regarding support of academic freedom and the First Amendment, and others who are generally appalled that someone with his views on the victims of 9/11 would be coming to campus. So it's really across the spectrum.
UW-Madison professor Donald Downs specializes in First Amendment rights. He says Churchill's views may be abhorrent to some, but his right to express them needs protection.
If we don't protect his right, the next person that is going to be attacked is going to be someone who says something that is truthful but very unpopular at the time. So you protect the bad apples to protect the good apples.
The president of the UW-Whitewater Native American student group, Doug Keel, says Churchill was invited to speak during Native American Pride Week about racism against American Indians, not about his views on 9/11. He says he's frustrated that an essay written a few years ago threatens to derail months of planning by his group.
We're trying to get away from some of the controversy. If we're not going to be able to focus on the lecture that we hired him for, then what's the point, you know? If we're not going to be able to get the students to focus on thinking about racism against Indian people. That's what we really want him to come out here and talk about.
UW-Whitewater Chancellor Jack Miller has said no state funds can be used to bring Churchill to Wisconsin. Keel says he's sure there's enough support in the community to raise the money needed to hold a non-college event off campus. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.